download from BBC Asian Network. For more downloads, log on to the BBC Asian Network website. Tommy Sandu's Best Bits. Tommy Sandu on BBC Asian Network.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, you wonderful, lovely people. You've only gone and got yourself the Tommy Sandu's Best Bits of the Week. That's right. In this free download, you will hear the comedian Atif Nawaz giving us the lowdown on his brand new show, Talk Roti to Me. I love it. And the Sport Relief Challenge finally went down. That's right. Haroon and I, head to head with a team of our celebrity friends to cycle as much as we possibly can, all in the name of charity. Now you know what's coming up. Kick back, relax, and enjoy.
It's Tommy time.
Our guest is here, everybody. Round of applause for our man this morning, Mr. Atif Nawaz. He's in the building. Hi, wow. Atif. You
all
right?
Hello. Wow. I've never been welcomed into a room like that. Why? Since I went to my in-laws last. You know, that was that's amazing.
They're like, yes, he's marrying her. Yes. Thank you so much. And are they grateful still?
Yeah. They're a lovely family. They're really cool. they're really cool, and they're listening, so they're amazing.
Yes, they're a great. Hey, they're like the family you always wanted but never had, and now you do.
Precisely.
Exactly.
I couldn't say it better myself.
Hey, listen, it's great to have you here.
Absolute pleasure.
The reason why you're here is because you're so blooming successful.
Well, you know, I don't like to brag, but you're right.
Yep. Yeah, things are very good. You are at the Leicester Square Theatre tonight, aren't
That's right,
you?
Yeah.
And you're doing a show called Talk Roti to Me.
That's the one.
What is Talk Roti to Me?
Talk Roti to Me is my first solo show, first solo 60-minute show at the Leicester Square Theatre. I did my first show of it in January. It's a stand-up comedy show, obviously. And it's kind of like the culmination of 7 years of grinding around on the UK circuit, around the world, just trying to build my routine, my confidence, just find that theme that I was looking for. And I found it, you know, the one universal thing is food.
Right.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean? So that's the one thing that everybody can relate to.
You're
right?
Our kind of guy already.
So this is it. So, I mean, there's a lot of food metaphors and all sorts of stuff being thrown around. And so I'm doing 3 nights, actually, starting tonight. At 7 o'clock, tickets available, Leicester Square Theatre box office. And yeah, it should be good fun. I got great reviews in January, so I was thrilled that they invited me back for 3 more.
So you did the show, it goes down well, it sells out in January.
Yep.
And the audience, mainly Asian audience, or do you have room? Because the Leicester Square Theatre, smack bang in the middle of the greatest city, one of the greatest cities in the world.
That's the idea. I mean, I'd like to think, without bragging at all, that I had a nice kind of profile within the Asian community. And, you know, and they did come to support. I would say it's about 50-50. The whole idea of taking a theatre like Leicester Square Theatre was to, you know, just kind of announce yourself to the mainstream, which is like, you know, hey, I'm funny, yeah. And you'll get it, I promise, right? And you know, people came and they enjoyed it, and I got loads of kind of mainstreamy people to, I mean, I'm right here, man.
So yeah, man.
It doesn't get better than this.
No, you're right, you've peaked. Yeah, right. I think you might go downhill from that. No, I'm again.
The idea was the title of the show. A lot of people say, why Talk Roti to Me? Are you a big Jason Derulo fan?
Yeah, no, Talk Roti to Me.
Yeah, this is it. So,
is that your song? Do you do that song?
I kind of do. I do. Well, no, I don't kind of do it. I do do it. You know, there's no two ways about it. But yeah, so the title itself comes from this expectation of like stereotypes and, you know, this expectation on South Asian comedy. So you see a South Asian comic, you expect a specific type of humor. And what I try and do is address some of those expectations, those stereotypes, without kind of diving head first. So, you know, it's like, because I've traveled a lot and I've performed to like full on Asian audiences and they have an expectation I can go on there and talk about politics and social. No. Talk to me about what, you know, well, give me what I want to hear. Give me the brown stuff.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
And equally, if you perform at like English gigs and, you know, and if you don't address the fact that you're an Asian guy, you know, it's weird.
Atif Nawaz is here. I feel like I can finally say for once, Atif is in the building. Atif, I feel like, but I don't want to miss him to think, oh, is he
That
was you.
That was me.
See, do you think right now Atif is going to be somewhere getting mistaken for Atif Nawaz?
That would be beautiful. I'd love to see that tweet on his tweet timeline. Yeah. You know?
Who is this Atif Nawaz everybody is kind of confusing me for?
But there's another guy called Atif Nawaz. He was very popular on Twitter before I started doing, you know, pushing my marketing when I'm doing comedy. Right. And now he's like, no, I just see his tweets all the time. I follow him just for fun. And he's like, I'm not a comedian.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't ask me for jokes.
People coming out to him, I love it. People going to Atif Aslam, go, tell us another one. Go, I'm a singer. I love it. Just kind of correcting people. But you do a bit of singing. You do a bit of singing in the show.
I do a lot of singing in the show, yeah.
And so you've done your version of Jason Derulo's Talk Dirty to Me. You've done Talk Roti to Me as a song.
I have, yeah. I think it's a nice way to kind of open the show and get everybody in the mood.
Can I hear it? Can we hear it now?
Ooh, okay.
Acapella style?
Acapella style?
Yeah,
okay,
let's do
can
it.
Give me some clicks or something?
I'll bring it up. Yeah, you tell me what's the tempo at, really?
It's just, yeah, nice. One, two, three, before. I'm that spice that you put on international food, butter chicken or biryani. Are you in the mood? Cause I know what the galem want, a nice little bun. If you don't have the right kind of cardamoms, there ain't gonna be any lunch. Been around the world, I don't eat Italian. No, I really don't want any sushi. But unless we're gonna go to Nando's, all you gotta do is talk roti to me. Talk roti to me.
I love it. Talk roti to me. You are so our kind of person. Not only do you talk about food, you make songs up about them as well.
Oh yeah.
It's like you complete me. I've met the perfect guest.
There we go.
It's Tommy time. BBC Radio around the world for sport relief.
Here on the Tommy Sanders Show, we thought we'd get together our favourite people in the whole wide world. Isn't that right, Haroon?
Absolutely.
These are our buddies. These are good friends of the shows. These are funny people, lovely people, talented people, beautiful people, sexy people. Like Mutz. Mutz is here, all right?
Breathless people. People are breathless right now.
Yeah, exactly.
Breathless people.
And you know what? You're only 6 minutes in, Mutz.
Boom. That's it. Focused. Target. I'm like Rocky Balboa versus Ivan Drago in Rocky IV. This is the training montage right now. That's what it is.
What music is playing in your mind?
Is it da-da-da? No. I'm thinking Bare Bazaar. Oh, I got Bare Bazaar. Bazaar. That's all about.
What a random song title.
I don't know what that's going on in my head right now. Also, Danny Bedingfield.
Who?
I gotta get through this.
Danny Bedingfield.
I gotta get through this. I'm gonna make it through. Okay. I've had too much coffee as well. I feel really excited. As you can tell.
Okay, so Mutz is on Team Haroon. Opposite him is my man, Marwan Rizwan.
Yes.
Right, now listen, Marwan, I'm a little bit concerned. Two things. I saw Marwan starting off his cycle in a very leisurely pace.
Well, I've got to pace myself, man. This is the most exercise I've done in, like, years.
And you know what I'm also noticing from my own team member? It's like, you got a moany attitude, Marwan.
I've not got a moany attitude.
Yeah, he's all like, well, you know, it's really early. And I'm like, Marwan.
I'm just saying, right, this is asking a lot of me, man. Like, I am a nice person, but it is early.
Marwan, okay. I'll be honest, if you were on my team, I wouldn't put you down like that. Listen, I wouldn't say that you're being moany. Mutz, look at Mutz. He's motivated. He's strong. Look how fast he's going. Saving up his energy for his Bollywood burn.
No, this is all part of the motivation. I know what Tommy's doing.
Really?
He's doing a Wenger here. He's like, you know, motivating me by putting me down.
Yeah.
Tommy, I get what you're doing,
see,
man.
I'm inside you. In your mind.
Okay, is that also part of the motivation?
Yeah, that is,
I'm kind of scared now.
It's Marwan. What's that?
That doesn't work.
What doesn't work?
They see families.
Yeah.
Tell your children to study hard and tell them they're great. Don't say the reverse psychology thing don't work.
Oh, God.
I'm saying that now.
Mutz is taking up to the Desi family room. Okay, listen, so the boys are going to hit a big round of applause for Mutz and Marwan right now. As you know, so far, Marwan, you're on Team Tommy, and Tina Dahili, who raced before you, beat Nesdy Jones from Team Haroon.
Oh, it's too much pressure, man. It's too much pressure.
So we got one for the team.
My legs are still hurting, just so you know.
Yeah, and however, in the Bollywood Burn song, Nesdy Jones took it. She did better in the actual Bollywood Burn song. I can tell you the same thing has happened again. No. The person who's won the overall round is not the person who's won the Bollywood Burn.
It's just too much for me.
Oh, my. I don't believe it.
Yes, believe it. Mutz, you are the winner of your round. You notched up more miles.
Shabash! What?
More miles in the 30 minutes than Marwan did. However, Marwan, you won the Bollywood Burn. So well done to you.
You know why I won the Bollywood Burn? Because skinny jeans are aerodynamic.
Yes, they
Everyone
are.
Everyone knows it. But the overall, I think your face put me off. Your concentration face put me off. It really affected my performance, can I just say that?
Can I just say, your skinny jeans put me off. The aerodynamicness of them. Seeing his butt so aerodynamically moving. It was just distracting.
What a hater.
Everything was bulging
through
those
skinny
jeans. Can I
also say, of the two guys on right now, 4G is like blazing it, man. He's like, oh my God, what's going on? Bro, come on, we got up to speed now. Come on, bro.
He's done this before.
You're going to make way for 4G, is it?
Hello!
And then Mutz is going to make way for Radio 1's Dev.
Hello.
Hello. How's it going? All right. Thank you so much for doing this, Dev. Dev does the early breakfast just before Nick Grimshaw on Radio 1. So you've just done your show?
Yeah, just done my show. I just had a bit of your spreads, which is quite nice. I've had a lot of cheese. A little bit of chutney and some grapes. I think the breakfast of champions.
Yeah, it is. It's fighting food. Boys, off the bike, and it's changeover time. Fudgy, you haven't even got your trainers on. What are you doing? Oh,
am I? We're
That's
losing,
not a good start,
we're
is
losing
it?
Losing valuable
Aren't
seconds.
Dev straight on.
Dev is straight on. Feet into the holsters.
Dev, you have to cycle as much as you can for 30 minutes. You are up against Fodgy. Fodgy, do you want to just... Because, you know, Dev, are you familiar with the Bhangra scene?
Not amazingly, no.
Fodgy, do you want to just give a little rendition of some of your lyrics, some of the things that he might have heard if Dev got down with Bhangra a bit more?
Yeah, it's... Tenu mere jeha gabru ke toni labna du bhaave dekh le parakh ke vekh le.
This is where you go,
Oh, aha.
There you go. See, could this be a new little collaboration, Fodgy and Dev?
Yeah, cycling and singing.
I'm going to have a lot of time on my hands soon. I'm moving to weekend breakfast.
That's right.
Okay, let's do it.
You have 30 minutes, starting from 7:30 exactly. You still got 30 seconds. You still got 30 seconds to adjust yourself and get yourself into the seat. There's a lot of excuses coming from you, Fodge.
I'm trying to pull the seat up.
Okay. You pull it out and twist. Now pull it up.
I'm trying.
Okay, now try.
Yankee.
There you go. You in?
That's it.
It's getting intimate. Okay, Fodgy is on his seat. Fodgy's in place.
Oh, she
in place.
Must be a mustard.
Okay, you have 5 seconds. 4, 3, 2, 1. Your 30 minutes starts now.
Come on, Dev. Come on.
Bhangra superstar Fodgy versus a Radio 1 lovely man. His name is Dev. And I'm so glad he's here. Okay, they're going head-to-head for 30 minutes. Don't forget, as always... we're adding up their mileage. They're facing each other. Fodgy's just realised he's got a serious competitor. We're going to add up their total mileage at the end of the 30 minutes. They'll also have a Bollywood Burn track to go all out for 3 minutes and notch up as many miles as they can and score an extra little point for themselves and their team. Dev, dedicate your Jumma Jummas to someone.
Well, last week's my last week of early breakfast before I move to weekends, but you're not going to be around.
No.
Just like the last time we get to hang out with each other, and we've seen each other every early morning. Yeah. Feels like forever now. Yeah. It's like the end of an era. And it's the little things that keep you going in the morning, isn't it? And not seeing your face, Tommy, is going to be a little bit upsetting. So I'm dedicating my Jumba Jumba.
Oh! He's dedicating his Oompa Loompas to me. So honestly, it was emotional until then. Jumma. Yeah, Jumma is Friday with a J. Right. Jumma is a kiss. Jumma. So you give me a Friday kiss. Yeah.
I only need 2 seconds.
I can't believe how laid back my team member is. Right? We've had some very... Look at Fodgy. Fodgy's on the floor. He's all out. Are you all right?
I'm fine. Thank you very much.
He's sitting on the floor. It's quite... There's padded floors in here.
Beautiful.
Quite nice, isn't it? It's lovely. Get these installed at home. It's lovely. Ah! Can I get a woo-ha?
Woo-ha!
Can I get a woo-ha, Patrick?
Woo-ha.
That's a lovely, nice control you are. Do you do much fitness stuff, Patrick?
Do you know what I do? Sometimes I'll chase the ice cream van around my estate. But apart from that, I'll sometimes go to, I was going to say the brand of a supermarket, but I do sometimes chase the bakery guy around the supermarket going, are you going to reduce them cakes or do I have to eat them in store? And then you send the security and I get arrested. So that's my sort of exercise. You can probably tell by the way that I'm breathing casually here, Tommy, as I'm speaking to you. I'm a natural.
But I'd imagine you have to be relatively fit to do stand-up, to be on stage, you know, the heat and the lights and the performance element. You've got to be in good shape. You look like you're in good shape.
Well, do you know what? I think it's because I've done so many gigs that I get chased after the gig, where people go, we're not paying you for that, so I have to keep running. So I have done quite well. I do get cash up front and I'm gone.
When can we next see you on stage?
Well, I'm doing Desi Central this Sunday in Birmingham. Whoop, whoop! And... Altaf is there. If you've never met Altaf before, he's lovely, he's fantastic. He's one of them guys that always appears. You know when you're just getting out of the shower and he's there by the towel rack and he's always, Altaf, what are you doing? He goes, oh, I tried to WhatsApp you, but I thought it'd be easy if I just come and find you in the shower. I'm like, all right, thanks, Altaf.
Has he got a towel in his hand? Is he Al Towel?
Yeah, he's Al Towel. He'll love that. He'll love it. This goes out to Al Towel.
So you're at Desi Central, which is happening where on Sunday?
It's happening in the Glee Club this Sunday, and it's an early start. I think it starts about probably about 7 o'clock, but if you get there about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, you can come and have a cup of tea and a chat.
Getting in nice and early. That's the opposite of Desi timing, super early.
I love the fact that we haven't mentioned that Patrick got off the bike during the news as well.
You.
So not only was he ready, was he not ready when we started and had to put his good trainers on, but apart from that, he got off during the news to take off
trousers.
Your trousers.
Exactly.
Why did you come in trousers? You're supposed to be in your sports gear.
Yeah, but I thought, to be honest, I thought, look, I know you lads. I know what it's like. You lot pretend you're going to do sport. I'll turn up. It'll be just a load of food, a bit of a drink. We'll be sat around here. We'll put a sports sports relief onesie on and we'll just sleep again.
No.
I feel like there's no sleep in here.
Yeah, but now that you've taken off your tracksuit bottom, can I just point out, very short shorts.
Yeah, that was...
Yeah, a lot of thigh.
That's something for the ladies going into work.
Yeah. All the BBC employers are about to turn up at work. They're like, oh, hello, got a bit of Patrick's thigh.
Well, don't look now, Tommy, but there's a bloke with a carrier bag who can't stop looking.
Exactly. There he is.
All right, fella, he loves me.
Your name is going to change from Patrick to Buttrick, which is a pain in your butt. But H-Dummy's here. You're going head-to-head. Now, listen, the idea is that you two are going head-to-head. You're going to get a Bollywood Burn song to go all out for 3 minutes, get as many miles as you can. We're trying to achieve, we're helping achieve, the 25,000 miles that Radio Around the World is trying to achieve. So all of our mileage goes towards that, and we're doing our bit for sport relief.
Haroon's team overall scored 76 miles!
Wow.
Team Tommy has scored... Can we have some, like, drum noises? Come on. 76.9!
Wow. So, hold a minute. Haroon's team, 76 miles exactly.
Yep, and the winner, Tommy, 76.9.
So, we Danny judge by just under a mile, Haroon. Oh, so close and yet so far. That's brilliant. A big round of applause to everybody. Nesty Jones, Manrina, H. Dummy, Haroon and Hudo Mutz that we and Dev who are on your team earlier on. Patrick, Foggy, Mawan Rizwan, and thank you to Nadia as well for looking after business for the last 20 minutes, half an hour or so.
And I genuinely mean this. I know my team came second to yours, but I'm so thankful for everyone who took part. And like you said before as well, we're contributing to the BBC's overall aim.
BBC Radio around the world for sport relief. Tommy Sandu on BBC Asian Network.
So that's just about your lot for now. Remember, if you like this little free download, then go spread the good word. Stop random people in the street and tell them how wonderful the Tommy Sandu best bits are. And then get everybody you know to listen to the show. Because you can catch me weekday mornings from 6 a.m. only on the greatest station in the world, the BBC Asian Network. Laters.
Thank you for downloading from BBC Asian Network. For more downloads, including Raj and Pablo and Asian Network reports, log on to the BBC Asian Network website.